The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Every year, the Jack and Jill Foundation undertakes its Incognito Art Sale, where some of the biggest names around create artworks on an anonymous basis to help raise money for families caring for children with complex medical needs. One man who over the years became synonymous with the annual campaign was the late Paul Costello, the brilliant fashion designer. I'm delighted to say we're joined by Paul's son, William, who has recently become creative director of the Paul Costello brand. Thanks so much for joining us, William.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honour, privilege to be here.
Well, great to have you. I do want to ask you about how you're all doing. Because it's before we talk about Incognito and the brilliant work that Jack and Jill do. But it's such a short time since your dad sadly passed away. Yes, how are you all?
Yeah,
you know,
dad passed in November last year, and I think it's just been, of course, it's been a massive change for myself and for my whole family, especially, you know, because I worked with my father for eight beautiful years. I lived with him. I went on work trips with him. And, you know, of course, he was an amazing father, but he was also my very, very good friend, you know. So
nice
to kind of lose that is, it's definitely a change. But I really believe he is still with me. I can feel his presence. And I'm just so lucky that I had the best teacher in the world.
You absolutely did. Was it tough working with your dad, working for your dad?
Do you know what? We had a great relationship. You know, luckily we liked the same things. We always agreed on everything, you know,
really?
Which was very rare and very, very lucky.
Taskmaster because he was very exact in his style and demanding.
He was a hard man to please, but
You need to be in that line.
Which
of
you
work.
Need to be, especially in fashion, women's wear, men's home. And I suppose he gave me such a high standard of creating products and creating designs, and I'll always have that with me. So, yeah.
Was it a comfort? And I hope I'm not asking too many questions here, because I know it's still very recently for you, very recent for you, I should say. Was it a comfort? I mean, you obviously knew how big a name he was, but that outpouring of grief, was that a big help to you?
Unbelievable. The outpour of all the Irish people, all our wonderful clients and business partners, Dunn Stores particularly were amazing. They did like beautiful books in each Dunn store where people could write a little comment about Paul or a memory of Paul. So it was such a beautiful touch. And just the messages, the cards, it really shows in moments like this how much Paul was loved, and to witness that was truly
nice
a privilege
thing.
Really
a
was
nice thing. And you're very much following in his footsteps.
I am, yeah. You know, I was working with him for eight years, learning the ropes in fashion, and being in Milan, learning fashion.
Not a bad life.
Not a bad life, but it's hard.
It was hard work, I'm sure.
It was hard work, and I'm still painting and still creating, and I love it. I really do.
Oh, good.
It's a new
good.
Beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Paul, of course, was as I said earlier, he was synonymous with the Incognito art sale.
Yeah.
Do you remember him becoming involved in it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, Paul started about a decade ago, and I was actually there when Paul presented his first three drawings, and then he had the wonderful fashion show in the Shelburne Hotel, all to raise awareness and funds to the Jack and Jill charity. And he loved it so much, you know. He really loved these amazing children, and to really give hope to the parents, you know.
So you have, this year, you've taken up the mantle and
so I've been doing this for many years.
Oh, have
I've been
you?
Doing the Incognito.
Oh, I didn't know. My apologies.
And again, it's just continuing on that amazing legacy that my father started. And I've been doing all the designs for the new candles. And again, I was doing that with my father. So just by keeping it all going and wanting to do more. to help.
And obviously you can't tell us what you've drawn because that would give the game away.
True,
wouldn't it?
But all I can say is it's very bright, very positive, again, with all the so much negativity around in the news.
A lot, yeah.
So I wanted to really paint drawings that were really happy, positive, fashion forward, but still very, very painterly, and just got the talent in Ireland. I had a beautiful morning this morning just seeing all the artworks. It's just like,
really?
The talent in Ireland is unbelievable.
No, that's good. I'm just thinking, I'm not sure I explained enough to maybe people who aren't aware. So the idea is a lot of very well-known people paint, and it's anonymous.
And it's anonymous.
You bid anonymously just because you like the look of a painting.
Exactly.
And you could get one from Bruce Springsteen or Bono.
Absolutely,
as it has
from all these amazing names. Don Conroy, who I was speaking with this morning, what an amazing man. William Costello. But it's like, again, it's just all these art. It was so nice speaking to artists and writers, and it's just so interesting.
Does that ability to draw, to paint, does that come with being a fashion designer, do you think?
Honestly, it's kind of the opposite way around. It's kind of painting first and drawing, because, you know, I would always be sat, me and my brothers would be sitting beside dad, you know, painting like some seascapes, and then just he always encouraged us to paint. I think just that relationship with colour and composition really has such a effect on fashion.
Of course.
How proportions
absolutely
work, colours work, is a coat, should the coat be a longer length? So it's kind of, it really is connected, and just to have that experience with my father was just beautiful.
Amazing. You were kind of thrown right into it. I mean, while still grieving for your dad, you had to put together a fashion show.
Yeah, so we had 2 months. So literally my father had bought all the fabrics. There were no designs, and literally his last words to me was, "William, make it a good show." So it just showed the man he was. He was working right up to the end.
Wow.
Just what an amazing man.
That must have been quite poignant when you were finished, when the fashion that night at
and
the fashion
just,
show.
I had the most amazing team in London. You know, I have the most amazing team. Like, we created 44 looks in 2 months. I did about 100 design sketches, picking them out, changing skirts, trouser lengths, and then just having the team kind of work around the clock, working through Christmas, through January, and then getting it all ready for February.
And correct me if I'm interpreting this wrong. Was it a kind of a combination of your work and your dad's legacy?
It was definitely a homage to him, but also kind of really bringing new silhouettes, kind of visions that I've always wanted to do in the background, and just kind of fuller dress volumes. And again, I'm really championing tailoring for the Paul Costello brand moving forward, because I think tailoring is what we're best at. And no one else can do it as good as us. So I know that I can champion it.
I hadn't intended to ask you this, but seeing as we're talking fashion, because fashion has got quite casual, quite leisure wear. Is there still room for tailoring?
Shane. No, there is. Again, I'm seeing so many tailored jackets, coats coming in, lightweight jackets for spring, summer coming in. And, you know, women want to look good. And I think a beautiful tailored Paul Costello jacket, nothing looks better.
Yeah.
You know?
Could you be Paul Costello's son and not be interested in fashion?
I think so. But again, it's different for me because I was brought up with fashion, with art. I think it may be harder if you weren't brought up in fashion.
Yeah.
But when I was around it 24/7 with all my brothers and my sister.
You were telling me I didn't realize
one
you're
of
a
seven,
big family, and your dad was one of seven.
He was, and my mother's one of seven. So sevens are like lucky.
You've got
number.
About 200 first cousins.
That's a lot of cousins, Shane. You can imagine the parties and the unions.
I can imagine.
Great.
Well, listen, brilliant. I should say the Jack and Jill Foundation has announced details of its 2026 Incognito Art Sale. It's 10 years of puzzling intrigue, secret treasures and funds raised, and of course, as William was saying, they're ultimately delivering vital in-home nursing and respite care for Jack and Jill families across the country. The much-loved annual online sale will take place Wednesday, May the 20th. And you're obviously hoping to raise a lot of money.
Absolutely.
For
and, you know, I was with the most amazing family this morning. Mila, five years old, just a beautiful, beautiful girl. And the parents were just amazing. She was wearing a wonderful Paul Costello dress. Brilliant. She looked amazing in. And, you know, it's just so important that we keep buying and keeping those funds coming in for the charity, because the parents need our help and the children need our help. And then just to get as many nurses to help those amazing families.
Well, William Costello, thank you so much
for
coming into
me.
Us today.
Privilege.
An absolute pleasure talking to you on The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.